from WRK359 downriver, Robert. Happy New Year, State of Michigan. WRWX221, Happy New Year.
GMRS world, have a happy 2025. WSDD 429, out.
Happy New Year, right back to you, 429.
Didn't quite you make that one out? Happy New Year, 859. WSTD 439, out.
Happy New Year to the you and MI-8.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, Happy New Year! WSFP308.
Good morning, GMRS Land. Happy New Year. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile monitoring.
Right back at you. Drive safe, WRCP 544.
Good morning there, Bob. Prosperous to you and yours. Hope you have a great day up there.
As well, a safe and prosperous one to you and yours. WRZP 544.
The Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
Romeo, Papa Bravo, 448. Happy New Year's Day, GMRS community, and God bless America. WRPV, 448, clear.
Good morning, Peg, and right back to you. A prosperous and healthy New Year, Roger. WRZP, 544.
Good morning, Bob. Did you tear it up last night, or did you, were you a good boy and go to bed early, by chance? Ha-ha.
Oh, no, I was definitely good. Stayed off the road and took a chance around midnight, hoping to see those old northern lights, but that cloud cover was just too much here. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. How did you do with snow up there last night?
A few flurries after midnight, some morning around 3, just a few flurries, and nothing more to speak of up here right now. Roger?
Roger that. Right now I got just a little bit of light flurry action. I'd say we got maybe 2 inches. Regardless, you know, the ground looks pretty again. It doesn't look all wet and icky, and my dirt roads aren't all muddy. They're white and snow-covered, so it'll look nice for, I don't know, an hour or two until people start driving on it. Over.
Roger that. I think what it is, later Wednesday, we're going to get into it this afternoon, later this evening. I think it's supposed to come through up here. I haven't checked the updated forecast yet, but nope, it's high and dry here so far, brother.
Oh, very good. I definitely wanted to get a shout out to the GMRS community this morning. I don't know much else, Bob. I'm just sitting here deciding what I want for breakfast. So I guess I'll just be standing by for now, and we'll talk later. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township. I am clear on your final, Bob.
Do that, Kurt. Well, I'll be here the rest of the day as well. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive, sir. If anything comes up, I'll give you a holler for sure. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the network.
Copy that. Have a good day.
WFWC 793, if I'm making it to the repeater. Happy New Year, gentlemen. I'm on the side.
Happy New Year's to you as well, sir. Yeah, you hit the repeater just fine there. WIZP 544.
Yes, good morning, 793. This is WRPB 448. Kurt here. You're coming in. I hope all is well. How are you today?
Morning, Kurt. Yeah, I'm doing all right. If I'm getting to the, I had a hard time yesterday trying to get to the repeater. I'm waiting for my antenna to show up, but doing okay this morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. Like I was telling Bob, just sitting here looking out the window and relaxing. Nothing really to do today. Be putzing around in the basement, and, you know, between that and coming upstairs and listening to the radio, it's all I really got planned. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm basically doing the same thing, looking out the window and drinking my coffee. I'm over here in Warren. I heard you guys talking about snow and stuff. Over here where I'm at, there's nothing on the ground. Nothing at all. No snow whatsoever there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. You're just that much closer to the city, I guess. A couple of degrees makes that difference. You said you got your new antenna allegedly coming today. Over.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll show up today, being New Year's Day, but it'd be nice. If I don't see it today, I should be seeing it tomorrow there, Roger.
Well, that should make a lot of difference, I would think. Hopefully you get it sooner than later. I know yesterday you were really cutting in and out bad. I mean, your sweet spot, like, decreased or something.
Yeah, it was frustrating. I switched over to the Detroit repeater, which I'm on right now. I'm usually on the Mount Clemens. But I was having trouble. Everybody seemed to have trouble at Mount Clemens. I slid over to Detroit here. I figured I got to be closer to the Detroit repeater than the Mount Clemens repeater there, Roger.
Probably somewhere right in between, I'd think. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get off the air for a couple of minutes. You take good care. Happy New Year's Day. I'm sure we'll talk later on today. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, and I am clear on your final.
Hey, Kurt. By the way, both of you guys are coming in great. Sounded really good. Really good this morning. All right, very good, Kurt. Good morning to you, Bob. And happy New Year to you guys, and hope the day goes good for y'all. WSFD 793, and I'm going to be sitting on the side monitoring.
WRZP 544. Yeah, that sweet spot's working for you this morning. And as I said, high and dry here. Nothing on the ground to speak of yet. So they're talking later this afternoon, this evening. That old white stuff will begin to fly up here again.
Yeah, Roger that, Bob. I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't followed the weather down here. I know it's supposed to get some up there. I don't know what's happening down here, which I haven't hit the weather yet. Like Kurt, I've been staring out the window since I woke up, since my coffee there, Roger.
Roger that. Much the same. I hadn't checked until Kurt asked, and enjoying my cup of Joe this morning as well. All right, sir. Keep that sweet spot. Looking forward to hearing you once you get your antenna. Hopefully it'll come today. If not, like you say, tomorrow then. So safe and prosperous to you and yours. Always a pleasure. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Yeah, roger that, I appreciate it. You do the same, and like I said, have yourself a good day. Hopefully the antenna shows up and I won't be going through all these problems. Anyway, WSFZ 793, and I'm my name. WSPH 922 monitoring. WRNW 329 are monitoring.
WSTM 993, monitoring. WSTM 993 for radio check.
WG89 mobile. WRAS 504 monitoring channel.
Happy New Year 504, this is WRWR357.
Here, 357, great caliber. Sheboygan Bob, I'm hearing.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
New Year 993.
Same to you as well, WSBM 993.
WSPH922 monitoring. WRWS 471. Radio check.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, sir. I have you loud and clear.
WSBM 993 in my name. WSBM 993, radio check.
Radio check sounded good over here in Warren, Rapids.
come back on that again. Copy that.
This is sounding good over here in one, Roger.
Copy that. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. WSBM 993, clear monitoring.
WSOC 902 from WSOC 793, you in there? No copy, 902, which is here at Foxtrot Zulu 793, monitoring. WIZX 218 in the mobile standing by.
Station 218. Station 218, WIUG, grade 8, copy.
WIZX 218. In the mobile, Jack Ypsilanti. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, too. How you doing? You're sounding good with that mobile, Roger.
Roger that. Hey, I got it on full power, 40 watts. Hey, I had to go get me a pizza. Quicker to go get it myself than wait on delivery. Roger.
I would never wait on the delivery. You don't know if you get it delivered or not either. And you might wait an hour for that. If you're hungry, go get it. And on the way back, have the fun.
Yeah, I copy that. There must be 100 people wanting one, so they told me it'd be a half hour coming to get it myself, so that's what I'm doing. We'll talk at you when I get back to the homestead there on the base. WIZX 218, we're in the mobile and we're standing by after you.
Hi, Randall, you take care and have a funny pizza with no problem at all. You take care. WIUG 48.
WSFW 542.
Yes, sir. How you doing today? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Roger. WIUG 48. Station 542. WIUG 48. Copy.
Yeah, Jack, I got a copy. How you doing today?
Hey, good. I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Happy New Year too, my friend. I hope everything's going great this year.
Yeah, they just started it, and we'll see. Anyhow, how's everything going, sir?
Real good, real good. Just having the church carpet shampooed and working with the guy to get that finished. And other than that, just the year seems to be starting out good. I know it's only the first day, but I'm optimistic.
Well, you're right about that. And good to hear you and good talking to you, really. because I shouted for you a couple of times, and I guess you were busy, which is no problem. I just want, before Christmas, I want to say hello and Merry Christmas. And I believe yesterday, too, but you were not up there. Anyhow, no problem. You take care, and you have a good evening, and we'll talk again. And keep that radio on if you like, WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. Roger that. I appreciate you shouting out for me. Yeah, my wife's had two strokes, so sometimes I got to take care of her, and I'm off channel for a little while. But I will always be back to check up and say hey to you. And other than that, you have a great day. WSW 542, I'll be clear.
I wish a good recovery for her, and really, and the best for her, and you take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
Thank you for that, Jack. WSFW 542, I'm clear.
G 488 WI 329 calling.
WIUG 488, go ahead.
How you doing this evening, Jack? How's everything?
Well, everything is good. How about you? It's a little bit chilly outside, and that's about it. Roger.
Oh, yeah, the weather's a little bit up and down. Yeah, it's a little cool out there. I'm going to say Happy New Year to you. I don't think I was on the radio much last night. Back into the new year. Back to work.
Yeah, you know that. Well, Happy New Year to you, too. And the family. Anyhow. Well, yeah, tomorrow everybody go back to work, that's for sure. Roger?
Oh, yeah, we got to make some more money for our government. We'll see what they're going to do to new president. And what I was going to ask you, if you got there, you end up getting your test set up?
No, I'm going to go on next week. I'm going to go take a test.
Okay. You're doing it online or is it local?
I'm going to do it local. I think local is not too far from here. It's about 40 minutes to drive, which is not far. Roger?
Okay. I copy that. I'll have to check online, check the date. Maybe I'll see if I can't make one over there myself and see if I can go up to the next level, maybe.
Yeah, if you want to know what date, it's on the 7th. They have one on the 7th. And I don't know, what do you want me, what else want me to tell you?
Check it up online and see. See if I can find it. Usually have them posted online when their local locations are doing testing. I'll do a little studying since I have a little time at work. I've been off and on studying for that general. I'll look online and see if I can't find it. Maybe I can make it over there and give it a shot. Over.
Yeah, it's on the 7th anyhow. It's on the 7 or 6 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, that's perfect then. That's perfect. So the time I get off of work, that's enough time. That is, do you need to make an appointment for that one, or are you just a walk-in?
Well, they have an email, so you got to email them back. They don't have the phone number. That's another thing. They just had an email, and I sent them an email just now about 10 minutes ago. And I told them, she said, no problem.
I copy that. Yeah, maybe I'll look it up and, online. Maybe I'll set up an appointment. I've been studying off and on the last 2-3 months, a little bit here and there. I should be able to make it. See, I'm getting a little bit better at learning more stuff every day, I guess.
Yeah. You know what? Just go there, believe me, I'll take it, and whatever happened, it happens. You pass, you pass. You didn't pass, then you come to the next one.
Oh, yeah, I made it past the first one. Should better get the second one, I think. Say if not, just try it again. It's not too expensive, anyway. It's a good little thing to get into. It's a good hobby. Get a little more expensive to get into the HS stuff and cannons and all that kind of stuff. They're over.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. A tech license is good for computers and all that, and HF. 2 meters, 70 centimeter. You know what I'm saying? But if you want a little bit higher, then he can go. Then you got to go buy a big radio, which is that. I like the ICOM 7300. That's a good radio. Give you 5, 6 meter, 10 meter, 15, 20, and 40 and 80.
I copy that. I got a radio already. I paid quite a bit for it. Used radio in pretty good shape. That's a Yaesu 857D. It's a mobile unit, but I got it hooked on a power supply. It works pretty good, but I'd like to, I don't know, if I get the license, maybe I sell it and get something like a base station with the big screen on it and everything. But the one I got works pretty good for now. I've been doing pretty good on the 10-meter. A little bit today, but conditions wasn't too good today. But when that old sun's shining, though, it really gets out there.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I don't know. I like a base station. That way you can get on a 10-meter, 20-meter, 40-meter, 80-meter, and 160. And that's why I like base station.
Yep, I copy that. Oh, you won't need the power supply then. You just plug that straight in. I've seen some on there that are, mine's 100 watt. I've seen some base stations that are 200 watt, but they're a little bit more expensive, Harold.
Yeah, well, that's why I like the base station. Oh, I think that ICOM 7300, it's 100 watt. It won't go no more 100 watt, but you know what? You don't need no more than that. You got your beams or you got the antenna, the facing, whatever facing is. That's what you're going to get. And you're going to get more, always you'll get more than that. Roger?
Yeah, I copy that. Now, I've been looking at beams, but I haven't seen no really a multi-band beam. I've been looking for beams on there. I've seen most of them are just a single band or beam. I'd say depending what band you want to play with, I guess. You can have a vertical up there if you want to do the other stuff, I guess. You have a vertical and a set of beams. So say again, that goes, hits the wall a little bit there, over.
You got a vertical, that's all you need. I have a vertical out that way, and I get 20 meter, 10 meter, 15 meter, 40 meter, 80 meter, and that's what I get with the vertical. And vertical is not much really. The beam, you need the beam, you know, because sometime you got to go like Japan and all those other different countries And that's what they need to beam. And that's what I think. Believe me, in the summer, you'll get to Japan and all that with the vertical. I have done that a long time ago, too.
Yeah, I copy that. I've been hitting, that was about 3-4 weeks ago, I hit Japan, Africa, I hit Australia, but I'm on a dipole. I got a horizontal dipole stretched out, but it's up about 30 feet, but I don't think I have it up. I don't need it that high. I think I'm better off running it on a inverted L or something like that. It's an infed. It's only 100 water, but it works. It does the job for now, but I think I'd rather go to the vertical antenna. I think it'll work much better for me.
Well, Tim, you only get against your extra or general, and that's all you're going to need, 20 meter and 40 meter. You're going to have that. I don't know if you can talk on a 40 meter. I don't know. I have not known that yet. You can talk on a 40 meter with a general. Maybe you have to have an extra to talk to 40 meter. 40 meter. But 20, 15 and all that stuff, you can talk on that general license.
They want to talk, I don't know.
Okay. I got somebody out there, crazy people out there. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 2080, what, Claire?
All right, Jack. Yeah, what was the name of that antenna you said? Told me it. I didn't write it down. I'm going to look it up, put it in there. Check it out.
What you do, go on Amazon and put down 10 meter, 10, 15, 20, and 6 meter. You should be able to see an antenna out there on Amazon. And that's where I got mine on Amazon. Cost $219.
I copy that. Does it have horizontals on it too? Like a ground plane?
No, just straight pole. Straight up, three poles straight up and that's it. You put them up and it's got all these meters. 10 meter like I said, 15, 20, and 40 and 80. It has all, even if it has 6 meters too.
All right, Jack. I appreciate it. I'll go on there and do some search and see what I can come up with. I'm going to pick up something soon, I think. The weather gets a little warmer, I can put it up.
Tim, listen to me. Don't do nothing right now. First, go get the license. Then you worry about it. Then I'll let you know.
All right, Jack. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Maybe somebody else wants to use the frequency. We'll talk to you a little later, Jack. Have yourself a fine evening. WRNW 329 will be clear and listening for now.
Hi, Sam. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. Happy New Year. Take care. WIUG 288.
Thank you. WSTS 447.
Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902.
Whiskey Sam 902. Hey, are you out there?
WRMZ 640. WRVA 982.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the radio. Happy New Year to you, Bob. WRNW 329.
Right back at you, sir. Safe and most definitely a prosperous new year to you and yours. I was copying the mail earlier when you were talking to Jack there, Ag Company, but I was listening. Hey, you know, there's a lot to be said for a long wire and antenna tuner as well. And then a pretty good antenna to use with an antenna tuner for a beam. I have a serial four-element YAG mounted on the horizontal on a tripod on the top of the shack. Maybe 35 feet, and with the ICOM 7300 built-in antenna tuner or an auxiliary antenna tuner, you pretty much can't go wrong. And then again, there's always the long wire, Roger.
I copy that. Yeah, I have a external antenna tuner. I believe it's only 100 watts. I'm not looking at putting out any more than that at this time, but right now I got a hand fed. It's just running horizontal. I probably don't need it that high, but I got it about 30 foot. It's running horizontal and fed. Seems to work pretty good. It all depends. Usually morning or late evening I get out pretty good with it. But I think about just getting a vertical. A set of beams would be nice. But I'm not sure. And what kind of beam, if I was looking at a beam, that would, I guess that would be what I thought. I set up a beam for a multi-band. A lot of the beams are like only do one or two bands or a tri-band. I'm not really sure. Kind of doing some research on it.
Roger that. Homework's always good. Yeah, I have MFJ standalone tuner as well, 500 watt. I also picked up a dipole, what is it, 22 foot long, just one, two straight pieces of aluminum. I'm going to mount them on a rotor, and of course for the antenna tuner, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to mount it horizontally. But with a good antenna tuner, you should be able to get in the bandwidth that you want within the power restrictions of the band, Roger. Just fine. And that serial foil on the Aggie, it's inexpensive. I caught it on sale for less than $200.
That was, I didn't try that again. As you said, that serial something on the Yagi. Antenna. It's a horizontal dipole.
I run a serial four element beam antenna on the horizontal, but I picked this Yagi horizontal antenna up. Just think of it as a horizontal long dipole with a bomb before it goes into the feed. And with the antenna tuners, I've heard great responses out of it. But yeah, do your homework. And then, like I said, you know, don't overlook a good J-pole either, brother. There's a fella in Hawaii on the Big Island I talk to quite regularly. And he's just talking on a real nice homemade couple J-poles, Roger.
Yeah, I copy that. Right now, I'm only able to talk on the 10-meter. Voice. I haven't got into the FT8 or any of that stuff yet. But I like to just talk and make contact as far as possible. Some DS, calling it. But yeah, I never looked into building one, but I don't know if you build a multi-band type, a J-pole or not. I haven't looked into none of that yet. But I also did see a horizontal. Sort of like a T. You mount it on a pole, dipole, and it was a multi-band. It's probably $250-$300 and directional. So I say you don't really have to put it on a rotary, but say it works better on a rotary if you want to get more precise on which way you want it to direct your signal, I guess.
Roger that. Like many of us, we're on a budget and have to save our pennies. Yeah, my serial four element is on, my beam is on a heavy-duty RCA TV rotor, and it does just fine. And then I've got a, what is it, an SM70, I think it is, ICOM long wire. Looks like two clotheslines with a W weaving in between. She's 80 foot long. And I use it quite extensively as well. But like I said, homework, and what works best for you. And still working on getting my ticket punched. Long-time listener. I haven't given up. I keep failing, but that might be due to the old military service and my TBI. But, it's a great hobby to have, my brother. We've used up our 5 minutes, so I'll say good evening to you and yours, and we'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear on your final, sir.
All right, Bob, really appreciate it. Thanks for the cue. So have yourself a fine evening. Hopefully you have a better day tomorrow. It's WRNW, 329 era, clear for now.
WSDS 447.
WRVA 982.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. No contact, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the radio. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, radio. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. Station calling, you are hitting a repeater, however you have no modulation, WRZP 544.